English 2018.
Part 2. In Part 2, a reporter is carrying out a survey.
Hello, and welcome to tonight's show. Our topic this evening is texting. Almost everybody nowadays has a mobile phone and sends messages, texts and photos to friends and family. Is it all good? This morning, I asked some holidaymakers in Brighton what they thought of texting. This is what they said.
Hi, I'm Jane. Last year I spent 8 months working as an au pair in the USA. At the beginning, I felt quite lonely. Making friends was really hard, but thanks to social media, I was able to keep in touch with friends at home and tell or write to them about what I was doing. This made my situation easier.
Hello, my name is Graham Burgesses. Generally, I like using my phone for contacting people. But I really do get fed up when I get messages which I can hardly understand because the spelling is so bad. Yes, you may have guessed, I'm a teacher. Students write their essays like they write their text messages. It's a disaster.
My name is Mary, and I'm a manager for a big retail company. I have to hold interviews, and I have noticed that people find it increasingly difficult to communicate face-to-face. They are unable to hold eye contact, and they lack the social skills they need. One reason for this is definitely too much use of social media platforms.
Hi, David here. I love my mobile phone, and I write at least 30 messages a day. It's great. However, it does get on my nerves if I'm out on a first date, for example, and the girl keeps receiving calls and texts and spends more time on her phone than talking to me.
My name is Rebecca. It's ironic, but I think a mobile phone, which is designed to keep people connected, can actually drive us further apart. Have you ever seen a group of friends sitting in a restaurant looking down at their phones instead of at each other? You have. That's exactly what I mean.
Hi, everyone. My name's Mia. It's great being able to text a friend when you are out and about. You can quickly make a date, be spontaneous, change your mind, or chat to several people at the same time. It's so convenient.
My name is Sim. I'm still at school, and when I start my homework, I have to put my phone in another room. It's so tempting to pick it up and see whether my mates have started their homework, or I might arrange to meet someone, or check the football scores. I really have to be strict with myself.
Thank you for all your interesting comments.